Today I want to look at the song Imagine by the Beatles. It has a catchy tune that hides a dark meaning in the song. The song actually states an agenda of those who want a global reset, a Marxist vision of the world. It starts like this. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us, above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. There's only one way to view this verse. Thinking about heaven and hell is actually holding you back from enjoying all that life has to offer. So just get rid of them. We will have a new morality not tied to those ancient old standards. It is saying, cast off my restraints because of the belief we are held accountable for our actions on earth are just ideas and not realities. The next verse, imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion too. Imagine all the people living a life in peace. It has become a popular mantra to claim all wars have been fought over religious ideologies and that they mainly attack Christianity. In their opinion, if you remove borders between countries and do away with religion, then peace will reign supreme. This Marxist theme is behind the open borders we are experiencing in our country. They don't want us to remain a sovereign nation. These people believe in their minds they are doing what is best for the world as a whole. And if our country is destroyed in the process, oh well, it'll be a good thing. We are what stands in the way of their global economy and government, and the belief our wealth is somehow gained at the expense of the poor and the rest of the world. They say if you just redistribute the wealth, that everyone will have a better life. Many of those who are getting behind this agenda do not understand the end game. They think they are supporting taking care of the planet and the poor. They do not understand that this reset will change everything that they have thought was moral and will take away wealth they now have. It will not improve the standards of the poor, and it will not save the planet. We're an extremely wealthy nation compared to most of the world. Some of the poorest are African nation or countries. Why are these African countries so impoverished compared to us? Most diamonds come from Africa. They're minerally rich in many other ways, such as gold mining. The poor nations have leaders who take all the wealth from the people, but is never shared. The sharing never applies to those who see themselves as superior and deserving. They always have a different set of rules. Africa has much to offer in resources, but their people toil without having any gain. And some of the African nations, if a person starts to appear to prosper, they become a target of their corrupt government. Let's go to the next verse. You may say I am a dreamer, but I am not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will be as one. How is that a Beatles song could influence so many? Do you think Marx had all the answers to world peace? This ideology against capitalism gained a foothold in the 60s and has been permeating our thinking for generations. It was said by then in the 60s that someone over 30 was useless and should probably be removed from society. Many went to live in communes because they rejected the capitalism of their parents. College demonstrators of the time are now the tenured professors in our universities, the trainers of our teachers, and those who are in control of our politics. This thinking has been taught in our schools, sung in our songs, and spread by our entertainment. The idea of personal responsibility and biblical right and wrong is out the door. Our young people are being taught they cannot control their urges, but the government will fix the unwanted consequences for you. If you have an unwanted pregnancy, the government can end it for you. If you are abandoned by the baby's daddy or just don't want them around, the government will support you. If you end up with a venereal disease, the government will supply you with antibiotics to cure it. If you have no desire to work, the government is supporting guaranteed income for deadbeats. If your urge is to rob, loot, steal, it is not really your fault, society's fault. And you should not have to face any consequences for that. Our schools are no longer teaching individual responsibility. Many of us do not understand that education today is vastly different from what it was taught, from what we were taught, even though the seeds were already being sown back then. They want to dumb down education so people become more dependent on government. They don't want individual thinkers because they can't control them. Could we have ever thought in our wildest dreams that we would be teaching alternative lifestyles to first graders, or even that homosexuality or gender dysphoria was to be accepted as normal? These are things being taught even in elementary school level. Drag Queen Story Hour is subjected to very young children, and the person who started the program was recently arrested for pedophilia. Now the next verse. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. Klaus Schwab, German founder of the World Economic Forum, has stated, we need a great reset of capitalism. To what end? They are trying to create a new man that does not have any loyalty to God, to their possessions, or to their nations. This has been common to all utopian leftist schemes all the way back to the 19th century. They see this as human nature rising above its inadequacies, an ascent on the highest state of being. Solzhenitsyn, the great Russian dissident, said, how do you get to that scale of killing millions of your own people to achieve your goals? In their minds, you don't kill a human being. You kill because of ideologies. Their morality allows them to add whatever force they deem necessary to silence you, lock you up, exterminate you, because your human nature is not submitting. Their vision of utopia is for everyone to live a life of compliance to the government, and in turn the government will take care of you. Karl Marx said his goal in life was to dethrone God and destroy capitalism. He felt people only existed for the benefit of the state. M. Stanton Evans, former director of the National Journalism Center and the author of Blacklisted by History, said this, to believe in freedom the way we have been raised, you have to believe that there is something precious about every human person. And of course, that's from the Bible. We are all created in the image of God. Therefore, every human being is entitled to respect and dignity and freedom, and that is a distinctive to Bible religion you do not find in anywhere else. Almost all the fundamental principles our founding fathers wrote came straight from the Bible. At its core, the Great Reset is rebellion against God and the laws of God. There is no example in history of big government that did not abuse its power over the people. Saul Alinsky, who wrote Rules for Radicals, on his opening page to that book said this, lest we forget at least an over-the-shoulder acknowledgement to the very first radical. from all of our legends, mythology, and history, and who is to know where mythology leaves off and history begins, or which is which, the first radical known to man who rebelled against the establishment and did so efficiently that he at least won his own kingdom was Lucifer. Saul Alinsky is openly admired by those who want to destroy capitalism and replace it with socialism. At its core, they give Satan credit for having already won, and they want to emulate him. It has been proven many times over that when you give people nothing to work for, then production declines. How long do you think these people who think they want socialism will be happy? When they can't have their devices, their designer tennis shoes, these spoiled young people are in for a rude awakening when they realize the plan is to take away all that they have, of course for the greater good. This Marxist ideology is a direct contrast to Christianity, where we are about creating a new man working in human nature. Using God's Holy Spirit to give us the mind of God, we understand that human nature is flawed and needs checks and balances to keep warped human nature from taking over. In the founding of the American nation, they started what they called New Order of the Ages. And the Constitution was supposed to help do this by keeping a separation of power to add checks and balances to keep the power hungry from exercising power over the will of the people. If you'll turn to Psalms 81, Psalms 81, verses 11 through 14. My people would not heed my voice, and Israel would have none of me. So I gave them over to their own stubborn heart, to walk in their own counsels. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. I would soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their adversaries. A republic only lasts for as long as the people are moral according to biblical standards. Our nation's founders set up a brilliant system, but even they knew it would fall under immorality. John Adams said our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. So make no mistake, we are under attack in this nation. We can almost daily see freedoms removed, but we are not without hope. We do have a dream that is far more thought out than this dream by Karl Marx and made into a Beatles song. God has a plan for every person on earth, and to have their own little piece of property and to enjoy the fruits of their labor. So what does the Bible have to say about prosperity and peace for all? God will set people over the nations to rule with a rod of iron, not beating people down, but holding them in check, much as a shepherd does to keep the sheep from straying. He will bring about a change in human nature by pouring out his spirit on all mankind. We can see there is a problem with our nature that causes wars, but we reject the knowledge of how to correct it. Only through the indwelling of God's Holy Spirit can man change from a carnal, self-centered human to the one that is truly outgoing and caring for our fellow man. This great reset will come, and it will not end well. It will end up with a religious government combo that will impose their will on the masses. Those at the top of the food chain will live in great wealth and continue in defiance of the true God. It won't be an end of religion, but a marriage of church and state. At some point, they will decide to answer. The answer is one enforced world religion. you'll turn to Revelation 13, we'll read verses 11 through 17. Then I saw another beast coming up from the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. And he exercised in all the authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Verse 13, and he performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive the mark on their right hand or on their foreheads. In verse 17, and there is no one may buy or sell except who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. But how does it end? Now turn to Revelation 18. And we'll read 9 through 11. The kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived luxuriously with her will weep and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning, standing at a distance for fear of her torment, saying, "Alas, alas, that great city of Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour your judgment has come." And the merchants on the earth will weep and mourn over her, for no one buys her merchandise anymore. And if you'll skip down to verses 19 and 20. They threw dust on their heads and cried out, weeping and wailing and saying, "Alas, alas, this great city in which all who had ships on the sea became rich by her wealth, for in 1 hour she made desolate. Rejoice over her, O heaven, and you holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her." The refrain of the song is one we can say, but the wealth of the meaning given to it by God's master plan for peace. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world would be as one, with Satan's influence removed. Our dream of a unified world will come. We will one day all be at one, and we will be at one with our Creator. True lasting peace and prosperity will finally come to mankind, and Christ will be the protector and shepherd over it all.